This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load.
Come and see me. Can't see me.
Every now and again in the history of this show, I've had certain guests that have sort of made the show, defined the show, and today I get to revisit that.
Get yourself.
This is music from an album called The Music Made Me Do It. And only one person can tear a riff like that.
You heard it all before, but I'm gonna say it again.
Joining me again, it's been a while. It's been a while since I got to talk to him, but joining me again is Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent. Good evening, sir.
But back at you, Bill. Happy springtime anyway. I hope you're all safe and strong and remaining hopeful in these crazy, crazy times.
I'm going to tell you, you didn't go to SHOT Show, did you?
No, I like to think that every day of my life, even though you've got a program called Locked and Loaded, Bill, my life is cocked, locked, and ready to rock the Glock, Doc, 24-7, 365,
right.
71. My life is a SHOT Show. It's the Shooting, Hunting, Outdoor, Ted Show. I would venture to say, Bill, as cocky as I may be,
right,
I think I have more sporting goods and ammo than the SHOT Show. So, no, I didn't go to the SHOT Show this year. I go ahead and wallow in my own arsenal every day.
Well, it's probably good that you didn't go, because I think I caught coronavirus at SHOT
yeah,
Show on
how
radio.
Yeah, about it, huh? Are yeah. you doing okay now?
Yeah, it took me about a month to get over it, though. I mean,
you know, Shemaine and I were talking when this all exploded that we had both of us, you know, we're elderly. I'm 71 this year. In fact, I'll be 72 in 2020. I'll be 72 this coming winter. And she's 57. I don't think she likes me saying that because she looks like she's about 19. Believe me, I enjoy that. But anyhow, we had the worst flu of our lives, the worst sickly condition of a long, long life. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised. That was back in late January. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it was a variation of this COVID-19. So I'm glad you're doing well, but it's more evidence that more people are becoming well again, and they're being cured on their own just by being smart. So good for you. Thank God, huh?
Yeah. You wrote an article about this. You wrote an article about the pandemic. What are your thoughts on the pandemic? First of all, I know you're down there ensconced in the very nice Nugent Ranch, and you're surrounded by the wildlife, and 71 is just a number. 71
Amen.
It's just a number. You don't act 71, so I know you're out there
and
running
it's an
around.
Adorable number, too.
Yeah. So what do you think about this COVID-19? What do you think about this? What are your thoughts on the way the media is running it?
Yeah, there's a tsunami of my thoughts. Number one, my first thought is compassion and empathy for my fellow Americans and fellow human beings who are suffering and hurting right now. I know it's real. I see the evidence. I trust Tucker Carlson when he gives the report, and I trust the great President Donald Trump. So there is a COVID-19. It is a dangerous, highly contagious virus. So my first thought is one of prayer for my fellow man. My second thought is extreme anger that I've expressed to you over and over again, because I'm a real American. I raise hell. If somebody came to Concord Bridge to take my guns, I would get a bunch of my buddies. We'd go there and we'd shoot them. I'm a radical. I believe in independence and self-sufficiency and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. So let's establish that right now. So my anger is absolutely perfect that we the people have been so disconnected and irresponsibly apathetic that we allowed past administrations in our government to turn. Think of this, Bill. The words don't even want to come out of my mouth. They're so vile. And that is that the United States corrupt, criminally power-abusing, punk-ass government bureaucrats gave the life and death control of our pharmaceuticals and antibiotics and medicines to the Chinese, to the genocidal, tyrannical, communist, criminal Chinese. They gave the control of our medicines to these punks. I hope that's the number one lesson we learn.
Well, I kind of think a lot of people take it this way because it's still making it into the news despite the media, how they're holding up medicine and how they're sort of they sent out a bunch of COVID-19 tests that proved to be not good, bad. They were bad tests. They didn't work out. They weren't actually valid tests. So but I mean, you make a very good point here. I mean, and I'll add to this. You talk about surviving all the floods, hurricanes, ice storms, blizzard, droughts, Y2K, post 9/11, not to mention 12 pandemics in the 244 years. We've never taken the steps that we're taking right now to try to fight this. What do you make?
It's cultural suicide.
Yeah.
Well, that's the real heartbreak here. I mean, I got to tell you, do I value life? Yes, I revere the miraculous gift of life from God that we all should cherish. And so many of us, certainly the Nugent family, treats our sacred temple with respect and reverence. We don't put poisons and alcohol and drugs and chemicals into our body or even in our homes. So there's a lot of buffoonery out there where these weaker and their immune systems being weakened by, you know, just idiotic choices with the drugs, the tobacco, the alcohol, the vaping. I mean, who's stupid enough to do any of that? And of course, just take a walk in America and there's like a whole bunch of them stupid enough to do that. So they're already weak. They're highly susceptible to any kind of contagion, much less an extreme one like COVID-19. So I hope the other lesson, and again, let me repeat the first lesson. We the people have a moral, intellectual, and spiritual responsibility to hold our elected employees' face to constitutional accountability. And we're experiencing this horror story right now because we have failed to do so. That's why I celebrate that Donald Trump is not presidential, because all these BSers in the past administrations acted presidential while they were scamming us and giving our life and death control to our enemies. Bill, am I emphasizing these words adequately so that the listeners are actually registering these words? Because these are not a hunch or an opinion of a guitar player. The evidence will gag you, and we've got to take control of our government back. And that's by smart people who are in the asset column, earn our own way, live within our means, save for a rainy day. We don't run out for toilet paper when we're down to a few rolls. We've already got a couple hundred because we've been through ice storms and hurricanes and dangerous conditions in the past. So the other lesson to be learned here is referencing my last sentence. What kind of numbnut is not prepared? Who doesn't already have a fire extinguisher in a number of rooms in their homes? Who already isn't armed and prepared to defend themselves? And of course, the painful answer is a whole bunch of Americans are unarmed and helpless, which is just an embarrassingly ridiculous, irresponsible condition. So I hope preparedness and raising more we the people hell with our elected employees are the biggest lessons to be learned here. You can't trust foreigners. Donald Trump is a great commander-in-chief, and we better demand our senators and congressmen and mayors and governors support this great man. If they don't, vote him the hell out of office.
We're coming up on the first break. The music made me do it. Has that dropped yet?
Yes, and it does make me do it, and it's great music with Jason Heartless on drums. Now, just an animal. Greg Smith on bass guitar. The music still makes real music lovers do it, and I couldn't be more proud of this record. It rocks your ass raw.
Yeah, we got three more cuts to play from it. Anyway, we're talking to Uncle Ted Nugent, safely ensconced in the Nugent Ranch.
We are not scrambling. We've got unlimited water, unlimited fish, unlimited venison, unlimited wood to eat our home. Quite honestly, we have fuel for our generator for at least 6 months. So everybody have a good time scrambling out there.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. So rare to get to talk to my guest, but you know what? He's not sitting around gathering moss. Another cut from The Music Made Me Do It, out now. I used to I used when albums were coming out, I loved albums. Do they still call them albums? My guest is, of course, Uncle Ted Nugent. They still call them albums nowadays?
Bill, I call them albums. I call them, you know, accumulation of brilliant, sexy guitar licks just to keep the animals breeding. That's what I call them. In fact, Bill, right now, officially, Ted Nugent authorizes Bill Frady on his Magic Lock and Load radio show to use the only opening song that really is appropriate, and it's called Cocked, Locked, and Ready to Rock off of the Music Made Me Do It album, and you should use that because it defines your entire lock and loaded spirit, my friend. So that's what you ought to use from now on. There's actually a song called Cocked, Locked, and Ready to Rock.
I've got it on here for one of the next two segments.
It's a cranker, man. Yeah. My boy's crank. You know, I cheat because I have the only Gibson Birdland guitar made in Kalamazoo, Michigan, that is actually ballistically coefficient. So my licks are just a little sexier than the rest of those guys.
So, anyway, you wrote an article about called The Last Boy Scout, and sort of a call to arms, but at the same time sort of pointing some things out. And I've been doing this, too. Like, for example, a lot of people have been up in arms about what happened in Virginia with their election, right? With what's going on as far as the anti-gun movement that's there. But
crazy, huh?
They got elected. They got elected to do that. I mean, everybody was out there sort of saying, yeah, we're going to do this. Bloomberg was out there dishing out money like he was dealing cards. I mean, it wasn't like this. We didn't see this coming.
Well, that's what I just mentioned, the disconnect, the embarrassing, irresponsible, I believe treasonous disconnect of so many Americans who believe in God, family, country. They live God, family, and country. They believe that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence identifies the only experiment in self-government in the history of humankind. They believe it. They preach it. They rally about it at the bowling alley and at the deer ranch and at the hunting club. But they don't vote. The real criminals in America aren't the Soroses and the anti-gunners and the anti-hunters and the anti-freedom punks in the Democrat Party, which pretty much is 100% of them. It's we, the people who believe in God, family, and country, and they don't vote. They bend over and let these creeps go, you know, we're going to take your guns if we get voted. And these guys go, oh, no, you ain't. And then they let them. Bill, that's the real curse. So that's what we have to emphasize. And even though The Last Boy Scout was basically referencing the horror story of the coronavirus and how preparedness should be a standard operating procedure, it certainly is for my brother and sister and my sons and daughters, my wife, Shemana, my band, my crew, everybody I know is already cocked, locked, and ready to rock the Glock Doc. We're prepared. We don't run out and get stuff when we need it. We've learned from ice storms and blizzards and droughts and floods and the fear of Y2K and the horror of post 9/11. So we've already got toilet paper. We already have guns and ammo. We already have water and food stored. We have adequate medicine supplies. So, and by the way, Bill, as it sounds like I'm condemning the irresponsible, ill-prepared goofballs out there, because I am, here's the real positive. Do you know there's a huge army of great American families who are not scrambling, who are not panicking during COVID-19 quarantine? Everybody I know has adequate supplies, at least for a month or two.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of great, real American self-sufficiency, rugged individual families, independent families who are thoughtful and conscientious, and we are already prepared, and they know who they are. They're listening to us right now on your show, Bill, and they're nodding their head going, yeah, no kidding. But there's also a bunch of numbnuts out there that think they can't make ends meet because they got a tattoo, a pierced nipple, vaping, some tobacco to chew, and plenty of whiskey and some and maybe a little meth and some Oxycontin to go with it. That's not making ends meet, you jerks. Making ends meet means being a responsible head of a household and a member of a household who earns their own way, lives within their means, and here we are in 2020, Bill. Here's the third one. Number one, earn your own way. That brings gratification and fulfillment. Number two, live within your means. That's just pragmatism. Number three, save for a rainy day. Well, welcome to rainy day hell, pandemic quarantine 2020. everybody I know is adequately prepared for a good run. Maybe the Nugent, I wouldn't need a store to open for, I don't know, forever, really. I have unlimited fish, and I know, well, I'm a big, rich rock star. Bill, I lived this lifestyle when I didn't have a pot to piss in. I made sure I was prepared because I was raised in a hunting family who knew that if you want to stay warm in the winter, you not only have to gather wood and split it and stack it, but you had to plant trees in the spring so you put more back in than you take. I mean, think of how radical some people think what I'm saying is.
Well,
when it's just basic 1 + 1 = 2 responsible survival self-sufficiency. So I think this is a great wake-up call.
Have you noticed some of the casualties of this COVID-19 thing? First of all, they've done away with reusable bags, and they're saying use single-use plastic bags only. They don't want anybody.
Well, sure, everything the Democrats stand for is wrong. any word out of Nancy Pelosi's mouth, the best, smart, responsible thing to do is listen to the Democrats and do the exact opposite of everything they say. I got to tell you, I hate to be the angry, condemnable guy, but, you know, if you want your family to be safe, when Old Yeller brings you your slippers and saves your child from the coyote, you hug Old Yeller and give him a biscuit. When Old Yeller foams at the mouth and snarls at your son or daughter, you shoot Old Yeller between the eyes. Realistic responses to real-world conditions. I use the Old Yeller analogy, of course. How many young people even know what the hell I'm talking about?
Not many.
They should play the Old Yeller movie and The Patriot and Braveheart and Dirty Harry, I think. They should play those movies in every classroom, preschool through, you know, law school graduates, so they remember that Old Yeller good, biscuit. Old Yeller bad, bullet between the eyes. Improvise, adapt, and overcome. And I'm here to tell you, a lot of Americans that are prepared, and I think 99.9% of them are Republicans, because Democrats are such stoner, whiny, crybaby, excuse-making jerks that they're not ready for anything.
Let me get you an old right there. We'll be right back. We're talking to Uncle Ted Nugent. This is Lock and Load.
She would've known cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is laying out plans for the reopening of the United States.
I will then be authorizing each individual governor of each individual state to implement a reopening and a very powerful reopening plan of their state at a time and in a manner as most appropriate. The day will be very close because certain states, as you know, are in much different condition and in a much different place than other states. It's going to be very, very close, maybe even before the date of May 1st.
President Trump also saying he's ordered a halt to funding the World Health Organization. The president says that a review will be conducted to assess the WHO's role in severely mismanaging the early spread of the coronavirus in China. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This album called The Music Made Me Do It. They don't make music like that anymore, Ted, except for people like you and some of the guys that were actually rock and roll musicians, do they? Nobody...
Sure, thank God. Let's celebrate that spirit of Little Richard, outrageous, authoritative, you know, defiant rock and roll is alive and well. And I'm going to salute my incredible band, Greg Smith on bass guitar and Jason Heartless on drums. He's only 23 out of Detroit. And I'm going to tell you, I'm the luckiest guitar player in the world. What Jason and Greg do to every lick, every song, every night, every concert is every musician's dream. And the people go berserk every night. For me to be able to tell you, I finished my 2019 tour in Detroit.
Right.
At Pine Knob on August 31st, 2019, it was my 6,757th concert. 6,757, Bill. How can I get up in the morning? Anyhow, how can I not get up in the morning? And it was the most intense, wonderful, fun, highest energy, just musically gratifying tour of my life. And if this damn pandemic had just subsided enough, we're already booked to tour July and August. And what Greg and Jason and I do every night is the American Dream soundtrack. So God bless real music lovers out there. And if you go to my Facebook, you see that people love dedicated musicians who really practice and have a work ethic. And so a big salute to all those real music lovers and real patriots on my Facebook. I welcome them to join me there every day.
When you came to Simpsonville, South Carolina, I was filling in at a local radio station at WORD. And, you know, the day goes along and everything, but at the opening of every hour, I was giving away tickets to your concert. And, you know, then the phones would just, I only had four lines, and they would all go solid. They would all go solid. We gave those away faster than anything I think they've ever given away, anything before.
Well, again, what you have said, people still love authoritative music, and we're just carrying on the baton of those black musical geniuses, all the way going back to Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Lightnin' Hopkins, and what Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis. And I'll let you tell Jerry Lee Lewis he's not black. But that black emotion and musical work ethic that James Brown and Wilson Pickett and the Motown Funk Brothers and all our heroes represented, it's still alive and well today, and that's what Jason and Greg and I do every night, and the people see and feel it, and they love it. So thank you, everybody out there, for this gravity-defying career of mine. I'm having so much fun. It's stupid.
You probably live to be like 140 or something at this rate. So you're only halfway
done. I got big plans. I got big plans for my 100th opening day of beer season.
So you get to travel the United States, probably the world in your time and everything else. Are you shocked when you look at things from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s to today? Are you shocked by the number of people that are just sort of, that just crept up on? Or I can't even say it crept up on them because, well, I know why it crept up on them, because they were paying too much attention to the impeachment. But are you shocked at how many people are sitting around with their hands out and scared in the United States today?
Well, I'm not shocked at all, because I've watched the abandonment of the American rugged individualism. Not overall. Because again, my band, my crew, my hardworking neighbors, certainly my family, my incredible wife, Shemaine, my management, Doug and Linda, and all my sons and daughters and grandkids, my brother, my sister, everybody in my world is dedicated to work ethic and productivity and making sacrifices and taking risks, so that we are in the asset column. We are benefiting our family and our community, our world and our planet. So I watched the New Deal. It was a raw deal. What Roosevelt presented was the softening of America. Hey, you don't have to work. I'll just send you a check. And then the great society, the not so great society by Johnson. Hey, we'll have a war on poverty, but we're going to take all this money from the hardworking people and just give it to people who refuse to get up in the morning. So I'm not shocked, because I've been tuned in. It's important to repeat, Bill. I've been clean and sober for 71 years. No drugs, no alcohol, no tobacco, and no fat girlfriends. I mean, that stuff will kill you. I'm serious about that. I don't mean to knock my fat friends out there. But anyhow, they know it's fun. But no, I'm clean and sober, so I pick up on information, and I pick up on reality. And I get to train with the Delta Force and the SEALs and the Army Rangers and the Green Beret. I've been a sheriff deputy for 41 years, and I've done federal raids against murderers and rapists. And when your safety is off and your finger's on the trigger kicking down a door to arrest a child molester, you better not be comfortably numb. You know what I mean?
I do.
So when I'm sharing my observations with you, they're not hunches. I have no guesswork. I don't make believe and give you an opinion whether the Constitution is good or not. It is good. Those are self-evident truths. So I'm not shocked when I watch the hippies just destroy their minds and their souls with drugs and alcohol and tobacco. And then you got people that just make choices that destroy their sacred temple. And they just gobble sugar and garbage and chemical preservatives, and they got blubber, and they got to lift up slabs of blubber to dry themselves off after a shower. And so I've watched the incremental cultural and spiritual suicide, where I was attacked and condemned and hated because I wouldn't snort cocaine with John Belushi. And I said, John, you dirtbag, this is going to kill you, man. Jimi Hendrix laughed at me because I wouldn't take his drugs. Bon Scott laughed at me because I wouldn't drink his Jack Daniels. I said, you dirtbag, you're going to die, man. So I'm not shocked. What I'm shocked is that those that are supposedly the same species as you and I can be that weak, that stupid. They see all the dead bodies from snorting cocaine and meth and heroin. They see all the dead bodies and they go, I think I'm going to try that. No, no, no. The dead bodies, that's a warning sign, you jerk. Yeah, but it feels good. No, they're dead. No graduation. They're not going to be at their daughter's wedding. They're not going to be at the family picnic, I think. No, drugs bad, alcohol bad, tobacco bad. No, they stupid. I love them and I tried to help them, but you can't keep pulling needles out of people's arms. I can tell you some stories. So no, I'm not shocked. And they become Democrats. They're comfortably numb, which is actually uncomfortably dumb. Yeah. And if people are upset about that, if they're angry that I'm saying that, drop dead, you dirtbag. Quit poisoning yourself. Quit being in the liability column. You're choosing to destroy your family. You're a bad person.
There's just certain things that you just can't do on a radio show without Ted Nugent present. And I mean, that kind of messaging, I love that kind of mission. We're coming up on the next break. We'll be right back. Talking to Uncle Ted. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle? Or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load.
There are just too many times people have tried to look inside of me, wondering what I think of you when I protect you out of courtesy.
If you've ever listened to this show, you can tell by my bumps and everything else I do, I really like music. And there's just some music that's timeless. From The Music Made Me Do It, another cut, just dropped by Ted Nugent. Where's that album? I'm talking to Uncle Ted. Where's that album available at, Ted? Everywhere?
I think it's available at all sporting goods stores and ammo depots. All Ted Nugent music can be found wherever firearms are sold. No, I think you can only get it through Amazon right now, and I don't know where else. I know there's all kinds of streaming technology out there, but yeah, we're very proud of the record. It's called The Music Made Me Do It, because Bill, all these years later, the music still makes us do it, and we love that stuff.
I'm just glad you haven't changed. I'm glad you haven't changed your the only way I can put it is style. Has anybody ever timed your hand, your picking hand?
Oh my God, I have a lot of people who really pay attention are always referencing that just the way I played my opening licks all the way back to the Great White Buffalo in 1970, even Journey to the Center of Mind, 1968. I don't even think I can get my tongue moving fast enough to replicate the throttling of my Bo Diddley on steroids right hand. But the way I play my licks, there's so many multiple grace notes and counter rhythms within the structure of the lick, like the opening pattern that you just played on Cocked, Locked, and Ready to Rock. There's a pummeling that you hear the jung jung jung, but in between every jung jung jung, there's a tick tick tick. And that's because I play a Gibson Birdland that has a hand-carved arch North American spruce top on it. It's a hollow body instrument that the way it ergonomically connects with my chest and my arm and my hand, and the way I was trained by Joe Podorsky at the Capitol School of Music on Grand River in 1959, the way I play is unique. Nobody else plays that way. And Eddie Van Halen has an unbelievable right hand. And Chuck Berry showed us how to do that. Chunk, 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 chunk. There's a whole lot of chicka chicka. And then the great Jimmy McCarty of Billy Lee and the Riviers that turned their name into Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Jimmy McCarty played that Gibson Birdland, and he had that chunk, 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 with a whole bunch of chicka chicka chickas to kind of create what a tambourine and the hi-hat and the bass drum would do on a rhythm track. And that's just what turned me on as early as 1958 from Bo Diddley, and it just went berserk from there. But no, I'm very proud of my style, and I still play my guitars every day. I just love that stuff, and it's primal. It's instinctive, and it's the sexiest thing I can imagine.
Well, I want to take us back. It's not the Wayback Machine, but in 2016, I got to video with Ted in Louisville at the NRA show, and I got to watch him just pick up a guitar, and he just off the cuff, he just belted out the Star Spangled Banner, which was sort of spooky. Just realizing that you're looking at somebody that has such mastery over his chosen instrument to play that you just pick it up and just do that. So that was quite enlightening. But we also did one thing. If everybody had paid attention to us that day, we did away with polls that day. And I want to talk to you about that now, because here we are 4 years later. In 2016, we sat down and you and I both agreed that Trump was going to destroy Hillary Clinton. And as a matter of fact, I think I put it that Trump was going to club her like a baby seal.
And we're not condoning violence, but we're referencing victory over inferior creatures.
So here we are now in 2020. Now Hillary's drank so much Chardonnay she can't walk anymore, so she's out of the picture. Now we got Gropey Joe, who likes to smell the hair and touch the shoulders and nuzzle the necks of every female that he comes across, and
that's unbelievable. Who could possibly look at Joe Biden, watch him struggle to form a sentence, and then say, that's my guy? But what has happened to our species, Bill? I mean, can you name anyone more rotten to the core than Hillary Clinton, or the history of Joe Biden's corruption and criminal family behavior? This isn't a hunch. This isn't supposition. The evidence will gag you. The evidence is irrefutable. The Democrats are criminals. They want to elect their top criminals. They're constitutional oath violating, power abusing, criminally corrupt punks. But who on the streets of America would watch these people, would watch Tlaib from Detroit, or Omar from Minnesota, or Ortez from Brooklyn? Who would listen and watch and witness these people's actions and words and go, hey, I'm with her? What has happened to us?
I think that's actually made up by the media. I think anybody that follows this, I think this time around, they're completely unmasked. They're not getting that much play. Every time they've been snubbing Trump and not showing his daily coronavirus thing, but their ratings are in the tank. Nobody's watching them. Nobody's watching them. I mean, they're basically one, MSNBC, NN. They've all just morphed into one evil entity that gets it wrong, that lies, and everybody knows that. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that mainstream media is over.
Well, I think the most important thing, and thank you, by the way, Bill, for celebrating and projecting and delivering truth, logic, common sense, and positive energy and spirit all the time, and especially during this very heartbreaking and dangerous pandemic and the quarantine. So we salute you on Lock and Loaded. You represent we the people in the asset column of this country. So I'm just praying that we can discard the shackles of apathy and we can reelect President Donald Trump in November, because the alternative is cultural suicide. So everybody who believes in freedom and the Constitution, God, family, country, you've got to register. You've got to vote. In fact, people would go to hunternation.org. Hunternation.org. Our goal is to register everybody who believes in God, family, and country, and make sure we only elect elected employees who represent we the people, who stand for God, family, country. That's hunternation.org. That's our battle cry, and we've got to reelect every candidate that believes in God, family, and country. And boy, we know who does, and we know who doesn't?
Oh, yeah, they've been telling that out loud. Like that's the part I don't quite get, and it bugs me that America is not furious right now. Because they got out there, they called Pelosi, she called what the tax break, she called that crumbs.
It's not only that, but then when America is hurting and Trump is trying to create a rescue bill to help the small family businesses and the corporations who hire Americans, the Democrats put in money for the propaganda ministry of public television and public radio. They take our tax dollars to give to Planned Parenthood so we can kill more babies, and take the tax dollars of God, Family, Country Americans to support candidates from the Democrat Party who are against God, Family, and Country. I mean, there is a military term that I can't use on your radio show, but
I understand.
If I was talking about a really wild, big, white-tailed buck, it would be cluster buck.
Right.
But there's another version of cluster buck that we're in the middle of right now, but I hope people are paying attention to the pure rot of the Pelosi's and the Schumer's and the Democrat Party right now, and watch a great commander-in-chief who dares the battle cry America first, renegotiating global contracts so that America benefits. And the number one goal right now, Bill, believe me when I tell you, we finally achieved energy independence with Donald Trump at the helm. Now we have to accomplish antibiotic and pharmaceutical independence, ASAP.
Thank you for joining me this evening. Stay safe out there, Uncle Ted.
Godspeed, man.
Back again tomorrow. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dome.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.